AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The question now is whether he lives or dies. The same jury that convicted Colorado movie theater shooter James Holmes of first-degree murder last week in the killings of 12 people will now begin deciding whether he should be executed. Our Shirley Smith reports even if they do decide on the death penalty, it may well be decades before he would be executed, if ever.
Death row inmates in almost every state spend decades in prison as mandatory appeals play out in the court. But Colorado has adopted a unique system for such appeals, and that's slowed down the process even more. There's only been one inmate executed there in nearly a half century.
Now to the Chattanooga gunman who killed five military service members last week. Troubled by alcohol, drugs, and depression, according to his family, Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz spent several months in Jordan, some of it at the home of an uncle. The uncle now in custody in Jordan, though this morning his lawyer says he is not linked to any militant groups. He knew in advance about the terror strikes on 9/11. Now the leader of an al-Qaeda-linked terror group has been killed in a U.S. airstrike in Syria, according to the Pentagon. Mohsin al-Fadli's terror group has been trying to find new ways to slip explosives past airport security. Now to the black woman who hanged herself in a Texas jail cell, according to authorities. Police dash cam video shows a state trooper trying to pull Sandra Bland out of her car as she's arrested, then drawing his stun gun because she refused to follow his orders. Here's how it started.
Step out of the car.
No, you don't have the right.
Step out of the car.
You do not have the right to do that.
I do have the right. Now step out or I will remove you.
A medical examiner has ruled the death a suicide, but the woman's family says they don't believe she hanged herself in a jail cell. This is AP Radio News. Listen closely now. This is a drone flying low over a wooded area of Clinton, Connecticut, firing a handgun that's attached to it. The drone fires four shots in all, and now the 18-year-old who posted that video online may well be in trouble with the government. Austin Howitt's father says his son created the drone with the help of a college professor. Connecticut resident Michael Rocco worries aloud that anybody can apparently put an armed drone into the air.
No accountability for it. Somebody can be flying this thing from God knows where.
The FAA is investigating whether this violates regulations against the reckless operation of an aircraft. Mayors from around the world meeting at the Vatican say climate change is real, man-made, and it has to be stopped as a matter of moral imperative. They are announcing new measures to fight global warming. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.